every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Talking earlier on about the work being done in the CBD recently, of course it's all been about the dining precinct, but now focus has moved back to Shield Street. Even though this is a project that was underway years ago, it was, if you might have heard Terry say earlier on, fundamentally postponed for a while to give the shopkeepers a break because there was very little activity as far as custom was concerned for a period of time. Whether or not the customers came back in significant numbers is a moot point, but I'll just quote from this little article about all the work that's being done, $13 million worth around town. Here's the Shield Street Stage 2 component of that coverage in the Cairns Post. It reads, one of only two live projects in the CBD, this project currently about 25% of the way towards completion. Current works include improving sight lines by lowering gardens, opening up the space to more light and creating more visual appeal to make it feel lighter, brighter and safer. The reason they've got to sort these sight lines out, seriously, the design must have been actually completed, I'm sure, by the drunken itinerants that abide in big numbers around that part of town, fed in because it created hidey holes for them as if they'd actually been consulted about the sort of design that might make it more appealing to you. And, of course, we've got the threatening creeps that hang around at the dark points, the dark places around the CBD as well. They were cheering. They were cheering. People were just terrified to walk down Shield Street at night after they'd put these silly bunkers in place. It's bizarre that anyone could make such a design debacle. Anyway, it goes on in this article to say the original Shield Street hard upgrade was put on hold in 2016, but its replacement feeds directly into the new $28 million Esplanade Dining Precinct redevelopment, which is, I think, the corner there seems to be where it joins onto Shield Street. The Esplanade seems to be complete, but every time I say that, you'll go down the next day and there's barriers up all over the place, so I should be careful. Gail Allen's on the line. Gail, you've heard on this program before, talking about the shortcomings of Shield Street, and she's driven some important changes down there. She's these days owner of Craves, but Craves used to be called Fridays. So Fridays Eatery and Bar is now Craves, C-R-A-V-E-S Eatery and Bar down on the corner of Abbott and Shields. Hello, Gail.
Hey, how are you?
Long time no talk, but there have been developments.
Yes, there has, which is good to see finally after the battle started in 2017 for this one. So, taking its time, but we're finally getting there.
But hark back to the day you looked out there and thought, this seems to have been designed by the people who caused all the problems in Shield Street in the first place. It made it more appealing for them because they were hiding places at night.
Mm-hmm. They certainly were. Yes, I really don't understand the original designs at all. But, you know, like I said, if they would have kept to the ones they first all put through that was supposed to be cleared and accepted, we would have had a beautiful city. But anyway, this is what ended up happening because of lack of funds and redesigning and cutting costs and whatnot, which was just so dysfunctional. The worst design I've ever come across for a city place. And as you know, I've been in the city for a long time, since the early 80s, running businesses, so I've seen them all, the whole three of them.
Must have been designed on the moon. Must have been designed in New York. Seriously, it had nothing to do with Oakland. In fact, it made it twice as bad, three times as bad as it was when they started. It was just you wonder about who the hell they got to design it. And anyway, we won't go down that path. Let's talk about the future. Is it going to be better this time?
Definitely safer for everybody because it'd be open, light and bright, no hidey places, and people should be feeling safer to walk through the city once it's all lit up again. It will be a step in the right direction. There's still a lot of work to do. After this COVID settles down a bit, my next step is to try and get the whole city activated. I'd love to do more of an eatery, little bar type, coming from the waterfront to around up through there, leading up to the Cairns Central, make it a more happening place with music and things happening at night time. But first of all, we got to get through this COVID. That's the main thing at the moment. So there's no bums on seats anywhere. So we've just all got to knuckle down and do the best we can to get through these hard times, because as you know, it's a tourist town and we've got no tourists around. So everyone's finding it a bit stressful right now anyway.
Let's talk
definitely going in the right direction.
Okay, let's talk about activating it along Shield Street as far as you can in practical terms. Now, Danny Betros was on the program the other day. He's really keen to get that mood of the Esplanade down Shield Street. He said some sort of markets. Would that work? And if so, how many blocks? One block or two blocks or what do you think? And one day a week or more than one day a week?
They had trialled the markets there with the original city centre, and it wasn't successful back then because everyone that had their stalls down on the waterfront were happier to be down there. They thought that was a better place. Any activation's going to be better than nothing.
Yeah.
So if we can move any markets through the city once a week or anything will make our city better if we've got people walking through the city centre. That is one thing. That's definitely one thing that we've all talked about. And if we can get all the stores on board to come that way and be happy enough to be there once a week would be great, or twice a week, you know, the weekends, doing the Saturdays and Sundays like they do on the markets at the front. Of course, the cruise liners are not going to be coming in for a while, so hopefully that would be one step. I'm going to go back to trying to fight for a more a functional eatery area once we get people coming back from international and over the borders and such. But I think there's a lot there that can be done, but we just haven't got, it's not the right time just now to look at it. I want to get all those shops up and running again, like we used to have a functioning city place that was full of life and bubbly and music and, you know, bring it back, the old 80s and 90s where we had a great city place. And, you know, that's what everyone came. There was always something happening in the city.
It was a magnet back then. It was a magnet, wasn't it?
Well, I said that Woolshed was my hairdressing salon back in the 80s. So it was called Casey's when TAA was next door to me. And there was always things on that stage, you know. People were always sitting around watching stuff in the middle of their lunches. And so if we can get something like that, to have things happening through the lunches at daytime, that everyone from the universities can come down and sit on the grass and watch things and listen to music and all those sort of things, will make a big difference.
Do you know, at one stage, too, we had a discussion about the replacement of those big, long seats down there around that city place area. They were going to have dividers, which meant that the people who are constantly a problem there in their drunken stupor laid out along these lounges again now, and they're fundamentally with their vomit spilling out onto the lawn. It is a ghastly look. I don't know why they gave up on that idea of dividers on those long chairs.
Not sure about that one either. Like, I question nearly every decision that they make with the city place. And now where they have got it barricaded off down the very front leading up into Shield Street, have you stuck your head through there to have a look at that?
No.
Okay. Mm. Me, knowing that I can see the future, what's going to go wrong there, because I can just see it, it's made into grass waves. So it's apparently fallen down the grass off the wave because, I don't know, just probably because all the rain we had or whatever. But they're so close together, I'm thinking, goodness gracious, when we've got a lot of people coming back into Cairns, and especially like worst scenario, a group of, say, footballers or anybody that's had a fair bit to drink, and they'll start trying to run through there. And there I can just see a suitcase happening big time because someone's going to bash their head on those waves and trying to run across them and miss them and slip. Mm. I just couldn't even understand what was their thinking. They told me it's not a pedestrian place, but you know what people are like. They're not going to listen to that. There's no signage stuff saying, do not walk on here. And even if there was signage, people are still going to do it. So I just shook my head when I seen that the other day, and I go, really? What is going on? What are these designers doing? So, yeah. That'll end up being scraped out and taken out later on down the track. You wait and see.
Oh, look, I'm hoping somebody over the council's listening to this, Gail. You usually pick up these issues well before they do, and quite often they seem to be of their creation. Anyway, let's just hope and keep our finger on the pulse, Gail. Well, by the way, the new name, has everyone picked up on the new name of your place?
Craves. Yes, well, my son is now with me, so he's my business partner.
Yeah.
So this is his creation. He wanted to put a nice little barley corner in Cairns, which will make the Cairns city look more functional and prettier and whatnot. So, and it is. It's everyone's commenting how beautiful it is. And, I mean, it's his design. He, it's his insight to what he wanted to have there. And I'm just going along with the ride with him now. So, and it's been great. It's been really, really good. But this is definitely a bad downturn right now with everybody, with the borders shutting and whatnot. Yeah. So there's no one around. But we will come out the other side and we'll all survive.
Always great to talk to you, girl. Thank you.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
She's almost the heart and soul of that part of our town, Gail Allen. She's got C-R-A-V-E-S, it is these days, formerly Friday's Craves Eatery and Bar Corner, Abbott and Shields.